Hi, this is Rabbi Jonah Lerner, and today we're going to be learning Mishnayis and Zechas Tamid, Perek Vav, Mishnayis Beis and Gimel. So now that we finished talking about the menorah, we're now going to talk about the Kohen who carried the coals into the Heichal to be on the inner altar. So Misha Zacha B'machta Tzavar Ezag Gechalim Al Gabi HaMizbeach. The Kohen won the privilege of the, literally called the shovel service. He would heap the coals on top of the inner altar, and flatten them at the bottom of the shovel, and then he would bow down and leave. The Kohen needed to use the shovel to smooth out the coals in order that the incense would not fall off, because we had to put as we'll see in later Mishnayos, the incense was spread out in a thin layer so that it would burn quickly. So therefore they had to be able to spread it out and make sure that nothing would fall off. It'd be easy on a level surface. Mishnah Gimel discusses the actual bringing of the ketores. Misha zacha b'ketores, the person who won the privilege of bringing the incense, hayanotel et habazeich mitoch hakaf, he would take the spoon from within the ladle, v'nos liyahava olikrovo, and he would give the ladle to one of his friends or relatives. We saw before that the incense would be piled inside a spoon that was stuck inside a ladle in order and covered to make sure that nothing would either fall on it and that it would not, while they were carrying it, it would not fall out onto the ground, rather fall into the ladle. And the Mishnah says, Yehovah Krovo, he had a friend or relative to come with him, because the person who was Zochet to, who won the lottery to bring the incense service, was able to bring anybody that he wanted, any other Kohen he wanted, to help him out in this service. There wasn't a lottery for that, but he would carry the spoon into there, and then he would give the ladle to his friend. He would pick up the things. Nistabes mimenu lasocho noslo lo bechafnav. If something gets spilled out, his friend would scoop it out of the ladle for him and put it into his hand, because he would collect all the incense. The incense had to be put in his hands. He would collect the incense that was in the spoon, and then anything that had been left, his friend would pick up and stick into his hands also, because the avoda was done by hand. It wasn't done by spoon. It's considered much more mekavadik. And they'd said to him before he'd gone in there, Malam Dinoso, they would teach him, be careful that you don't begin in front of you so that you don't get burned. Because what they would have to do is, as we said before, they have to be able to smooth it out. So if you'd start with the incense directly in front of you and spread forward, you'd be bending over things that were already burning. Rather than reach out with their arms towards the farther end of the Mizbeach, stick the incense, the pile there, and smooth towards themselves in order they wouldn't have to be over the hot coals and be over incense that already started burning. So Hitzchili would start, Maria Arad Viyotzi, he would start arranging the incense, and then he would leave the Heichal. Now the Mishnah tells us exactly when he would start this. Lo haya maktir ad hamamuna. Omer lo hikter. The one who offered the incense would not offer it until the appointed one said to him, offer the incense. Imhaya Kohen Gadol, if he was the Kohen Gadol, Hamamuna Omer, the appointed one would say, Ishi Kohen Gadol, hikter. My master Kohen Gadol, offer the incense. Parshuam the hikter, vishtach v'yotze. The people would move away, the Kohen would offer the incense, and he would bow down, and then he would leave the Heichal.